used to be.
Okay.
Yeah?
What's the opposite of used to be?
Used to be. Yes.
You might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
wasn't.
Okay. This is somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table when the door is unlocked and say he's mighty.
Careless.
Okay. There's nothing in you. So this word is sometimes used to saying he's eccentric, or there's nothing, say you said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
weird, strange.
How would you use, I think now this word is used for homosexuals a lot.
Queer.
Okay, would you ever use that in any other way these days?
Well, if you do, then people, you know, they might think of it like that. Long way.
So you'd probably say weird instead?
Yeah.
Okay. If you, maybe you're arguing with somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change it. He's saying he's very
stubborn.
Okay. If somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you might say he's awfully
hot-headed.
Okay. You'd say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Okay. Talking about somebody who gets mad when the little thing goes wrong, you might also say he's awfully
touchy.
Let's see, when somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just
take it easy.
Or keep
cool.
What?
Keep cool.
Or another way of saying keep
calm.
Okay. You see, if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
exhausted, tired.
Okay, if you're really, really tired, you'd say you were all
worn out.
Okay. If a person had been well and not sick at all, and you hear suddenly that they did get sick or got some disease, you'd say, last night she
got sick.
Okay.
Some people would say took sick.
Which would you use?
Got sick.
Okay. If somebody got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he
has a cold.
Okay, and a cold today that started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he
caught a cold.
Okay. This is with your voice, you might say that he sounds kind of
hoarse.
Okay, you might say I've got a little
cough.
Okay. If medicine was still by a patient's bedside, you'd ask.